Brenda Nelson. And right now, I'm inviting you to tune in.
This is Caribbean Vibes.
We'll be right back. You are listening to Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. All calypso, all soca, all steel pan, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P, and today I'm joined by Ronnie G.
G, that's right. G.
Ronnie G.
That's for grittage.
Okay, I'm going to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't promise that that will stay throughout.
Mm-hmm. Triple cheeseburger. So yes, go ahead, Pat.
Is this the season that you gain weight or you lose weight, Ronnie G?
Well, from the summer, I've gained a couple of pounds, but I don't intend to gain any more for this part of the season.
But as a chef, do you cook a lot?
Yes, I do. I do.
And do you taste?
All the time.
Taste, rinse the spoon, taste again, rinse the spoon, taste, rinse. By the time you're done, it's a meal.
I know, but what are you going to do? You can't. Is that Wade laughing in the back there?
No, that's me. But listen, I am the one that if I make, you know, quick dinner, mm-hmm. Yeah, man, me will eat right away. But you see, if it's a big thing with enough little dishes and people and bacchanal and stress and this one don't eat this one and that one have this allergy and this one just is fussy and this and ray and it had two people in the place who don't talk to them one another and this and all of that. And
you're not going through with it.
Dishes when everybody gone. Yep. Well, here comes DJ Storm. DJ Storm, come. You have a duty today.
What?
Say hello to the listeners.
Hello.
Yeah, today you have not one, but two godmothers celebrating birthdays, one tomorrow, one the day after. Wow. And then there is also Chris was born on Christmas Day, right? Which is used as the time to commemorate the birth of baby Jesus. So Chris from St. Vincent, right? So you're going to sing the happy birthday for them. You could do that in a big, big Christmas voice? You're giggling?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Happy birthday to you.
You know, I think that's the best happy birthday you do for the year. I feel it's because it's for you, one of your favorites, grandmothers, godmothers. Is that why she was perfectly on tune and on pitch?
I'm telling
you. What's that about?
Well,
when is my birthday? You're singing it off key. Oh, bad. No more allowance for you. How are you getting on with the Christmas preparations?
Very good, yeah. Pat. Very yeah. good. We're busy. The orders keep coming in. And
Very good.
And I think from by Monday or so, we're going to be locking off. We made a lot of pastels, ship a lot of pastels up to Niagara Falls, to Mississauga, Cornwall.
Hold up.
Hold up, man. Come on.
You shipped pastels to Niagara Falls.
Yes, I have clients all the way out there.
How them reach out there?
Well, we advertise through social media and stuff like that, and then one person tastes and tell the other, hey, listen, guy in Montreal is shipping pastels to your door. And actually, I'm
sent it with Rudolph? Rudolph took them off?
No. It goes in a cold box, actually, a refrigerated box. Gets there within like 48 hours, and it's still, everything is good. I have an order to ship tomorrow. Somebody ordered all the way in Mississauga cow heel soup. You believe that? Cow heel soup.
No. You know why I don't believe it?
Why?
And you have problems getting food to NDG, namely my house.
Yeah.
Understand that, Rasta. No, as Kamani, my grandson, would say. No.
It's a COVID barrier. We can't cross the border.
That's hilarious.
Eh?
You know what's hilarious? Is that you guys are shipping food up to Toronto?
It's something else, eh?
That's something else.
Wouldn't it be easier to send them the recipe and Zoom? Cook it with them?
I guess people don't want to do that. They don't want to go out and mingle too much. So, you know,
I hear that. Yeah,
but, you know, so.
I hear that.
Everybody wants to be safe.
But let me ask you. Do you ever have the quandary? Oh, good grief. What am I going to cook today?
Not really. When I don't have that feeling, I don't cook.
Okay.
I just don't. Listen, Pat, you're not supposed to eat every day, you know, as I tell
you. You're going to dead of hunger tonight.
No. You're not supposed to eat every day. You can have a cup of tea, a light snack or so and stuff. You don't have to have a heavy meal every day. You know, you can do without it. Sometime, you know, you can starve the body a little bit, you know. The body will adjust, trust me. People stay without food for 45 days. So one day of a heavy meal even kill you.
Yeah, a little salad and some biscuit
salad, yeah.
And cheese.
No cheese, but
I can see that.
Know, yeah, a little.
Mom, did you write the happy birthday?
Yes, I did. It was very good.
Why do you think I
did? You did it perfectly because it was your godmother. You feel I don't know? Move from beside me. No. I don't want you beside me.
No, that's not mine.
Why?
Because that's how I'm supposed to be singing happy birthday.
You're a fraud. So now listen, I have to say that for the beginning of the show, we had two weather-inspired selections. The first one, White Christmas, and that's Pambari Steel Orchestra coming out of Trinidad. And then Fontclair. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And with that, I have to acknowledge the passing of two giants. The first giant being Austin Milton, known as The Wire. He is the leader of Fontclair Steel Orchestra in Trinidad. He passed today. And sometime this past week, we lost Randolph Montano, who is just a fabulous man, who is also the father of Rashid, Roger, and Randy Montano, amongst perhaps other kids. I am so sorry that he has lost his life to that terrible sickness. But I believe he is free now, and he was such a free-spirited individual with a fabulous laugh. He was formerly the employee over at Caribbean Paradise. And so that's two stalwarts from Paradise that we lost in this past year. And so I want to take a moment of silence because that's a bit of our sunshine that is gone. Eternal rest to these soldiers. May they rest in power and peace. So we're going to continue. I believe we have some Byron up next. And we're going to talk more about food a little later in this segment. We have some great Christmas music, Caribbean and R&B style.
We have some great interview.
Yep, we're going to talk with Ronnie G. about food some more, and that's where we're headed. You're locked into Boom Boom Time. Don't touch that dial. CKUT 90.3. Tell a friend. CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web.
Crown him, Lord. Oh. of Israel's chosen race, ransom of the poor. In him who saves you by his grace, I'm crowning.
Christmas! Watch me. Oh, you feel like you dance for that. a simper. I'm gonna go up there to teach me. Me and one of my scunts, you know, all coming for me.
Mommy, you know, I ain't sure to come home this year. Get a one big parent party up here.
One big Christmas parent party. From 4-5 me. I invited everybody. From feel free. Don't bring no liquor. Love my habit here. Come with your bottle, lion and spoon. And go expect it soon.
We parade all night long. We parade. Practice your parade song.
Christmas tree or parade.
And Lynette cooking for we. It's minus 30 degrees. Celebrating Christmas Eve.
We parade.
Toronto and Hamilton.
We parade.
We need Peg and Vancouver.
We parade.
Don't leave out Mississauga.
It should be one big show with old and calypso. With everything to eat, I have plenty for sleep. Man, bring your woman.
Woman, walk with your man. If you think you're licorice, it's cocoa tea, bacon sauce.
We parade all night long. We parade. Practice your parade song.
Christmas tree or parade.
And Brenda cooking for we. It's minus 30 degrees. Celebrating Christmas Eve.
We parade.
Oshawa and Kitchener.
We parade.
Montreal and Ottawa.
We parade.
Coast to coast to Canada.
Caribbean parang party. Enjoy it with me. I invite it all to come.
We singing, eating and drinking, celebrating Christmas morning.
We parade all night long. We parade. Practice your parade song.
Christmas tree up already.
And Lynette cooking for we. It's minus 30 degrees. We celebrating Christmas.
We parade.
Toronto and Hamilton.
We parade.
Fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. In the fight against COVID-19.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life?
It's
CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Hey everybody, Derek Sega here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year, but let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on, time to shovel the driveway!
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Well, I tell you, there are still some little local things that you can buy. A reminder, Valentino's on Sherbrooke near Jerward have some great red, gold, and green scarves and other Caribbean cookbooks and all sorts of great things. H&M Dolls on Victoria and Mackenzie, which is downstairs, right beside Mr. Spicy's, has all sorts of great natural products, natural skin creams, shea butter, all sorts of wonderful holistic products that have been certified by the government's Industry Canada. It's all about certification and make sure you're getting the right thing that is certified. And then, of course, you have many of the artists, Montreal-based artists. You can contact them directly on Facebook or on Spotify or on their YouTube channel in the comment section. Perhaps you can get a downloadable Montreal-based Caribbean song. And, of course, there are people online all over. There's a fabulous, fabulous new book that is going to hit the Amazon shelves, right? The virtual shelves. That I find that just so hilarious, right? Everything has become so virtual. And of course, I've always said that back in the day, computers were so expensive that you can now get an Amazon 7 tablet that is for under $80. And then you could do all of your social media, right? Because for now, you know, that's how we're connecting with people on video across the way. We cannot get to the Caribbean. So, of course, you know, that's the way it's got to be. So be creative, and you can also cook a special meal. I imagine most people are finished their baking, or they're baking up listening to Boom Boom Time. The book that I wanted to really, really push, and I'm going to be pushing this really hard in January, A Guide to Self-Love, Healing, and Creating the Life You Truly Deserve. The author, Trey Anthony, was from the show, and I'm trying to remember the name of the shows on Vision Television, right? She was the Caribbean hairdresser. I am so bad, so bad. But the name of the book, Black Girl in Love with Herself. And that's not a bad thing. Black Girl in Love with Herself. Pre-orders on Amazon now, and it will be delivered in January. And so you got to get it together, man. Support local authors, artists, musicians, and of course our chefs. So, Mr. Ronnie G,
how are you doing, Sister P?
What's on your menu? What's your menu on your menu for Christmas? Are you making one thing that you have never tried before this year?
Not really, telling the honest truth. Let me see. I'm not quite sure to tell you the honest truth part because I've dabbled in so many different things, you know, like I have to sit down and actually look and think about it.
I'm thinking that I might do a cookie baking day with DJ Storm and my little grand, Mr. Kimani. Lord have mercy, Mr. Kimani baking. I saw two cookie cutters, so I might try to see. When I was a kid, I once made those, what are they, butter cookies? Yep. Are they sugar cookies? Yeah, something so.
I see peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, well, usually we make peanut butter cookies, so we might make some of that. I see Kraft is on sale in one of them flyers. You know, we are the flyers. I doesn't read the flyers all year, you know, but come Christmas. If you see me on there, I want to see who have the best cheese because we're a cheese family, right? We have to bake the brie and camembert and put walnuts and cranberries and garlic and onions and bake it until it's runny with biscuits. And then Storm has non-alcoholic wine and I might sip a little bit of that sorrel. I mean, I might sop some sorrel on my knees. So that's one thing I haven't made in years. So pray for us over here. The Christmas cake was done. It had a little tiny mishap, but I'm not going to ever say out loud what the mishap was, but the cake tasted fabulous because we made a little tester and the tester is fine. And that's all I'm saying.
It didn't rise.
I would never tell you, and anybody tell you, I'm going to swear up and down that them is a liar thing.
It didn't rise.
It what?
It didn't rise.
No, it rise. It rise. I could show you the cake.
Okay.
No, perfect.
You forget the rum?
You could forget rum and cake. Right? I mean, it have rum. The fruits are soaking in rum. So even if you forget to imbibe a little more. And this is the first year in a long time I didn't pour any rum. Grandma Millie Dillon herself poured the rum this year and she know what how much rum she have, right? So that was a lot of fun, right? Oh yes, it was a good time. A good time was had. So another Christmas tradition. I don't know how many of the traditions we're gonna be able to keep this year, right? But
I know
we're going to be merry.
You and I should keep a Christmas tradition.
Yeah, we're going to keep a tradition. We're going to have Praise God Our Cheese Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sing. What is the favorite song you sing for Christmas? Come on, Ronnie G. You're a big-time singer.
Yeah, I sing, yeah. But I don't really get into Christmas. I don't really celebrate Christmas. So
okay,
to me, it's just another day. I work on Christmas Day.
All right. As a little boy, and it had pageant. Christmas pageant. Did you sing in any of the Christmas pageants?
As a child, I hated Christmas carols and song. I never participated in those. And I still hate them today. To me, they make no sense. But that's just me.
Bah humbug. Bah humbug. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's nothing to do with Grinch. That's how it was.
Does that mean that you have not wrapped up my Christmas gift, much less even got it yet? You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
What's my Christmas gift?
Where's his Christmas?
Well, maybe Storm. Yeah, Storm. But Christmas is over, you know, it's too much commercialized. And now we don't really get into it. It's just like for Storm and the kids, you know, they want to, you know, keep that tradition.
Don't have a bigger kid than me. It does not. We just put silly little oranges and little things. We sneak and put in the stockings. This year, we finally decorated the tree yesterday, and all the while the tree was standing there bare butt naked. And Mr. Kimani came and he saw it and he just looked at it and he didn't pay no mind. Oh. But then we start hanging the doodads, and I tell the mister, come and start pull off things up. So now the whole bottom of the tree, not one decoration, and I, from halfway up the tree to the top, to the star, I decorate up. So if you think he mashing up my tree, not this year. So I'm looking forward to having a Christmas with Storm and watching Mr. Kamani's eyes light up.
Good.
You know.
Mm-hmm. You're looking forward.
Anyway, we have some music.
Before we get to the music, Sister P, I would just like to big up Miss Cambridge, who have donated to my charity fund, as I should put it. I wouldn't say the amount, but she have donated quite a bit of dollars. And also Mr. Ansel Young from, and his wife from GA Printing, who have also donated some funds to my Christmas fund. This helped feed our seniors, or help supplement some of the money that they can't afford for their meals. We'd like to thank them. She did before. And also Mr. McDonough. I had mentioned him last program about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And this time I'll be seeking again. We had one gentleman who called me. I wouldn't say his name. You probably might know him, but we'll keep him in confidence and confidential. We're going to be giving him a Christmas meal and some other goodies, right? And that's coming from the heart of the Montreal people, good people, and myself, my wife, my family. And if you don't hear from me, I want to wish everyone happy holidays, and may the best wishes, health, strength be with you and stay with you. And last but not least, Pat, don't forget, you can go to my site, carryfoodhub.com. Still a chance you can order some stuff. Just click on the Christmas dinner, and you can order by Monday or Tuesday. We're cutting off by Wednesday. That's CARIBE, food, FWD, HUB.com. And you can still order some Christmas stuff from the site.
So it's Carib food Hub.
That's right.
CARIBEFOODHUB.com.
And guess what, Pat? I have something special for Storm. Storm, look at me. I have something special for you, but you're not going to get it until when I deliver it on New Year's Eve. I'm going to swing by and drop it in your box.
Wow, New Year's Eve. Oh, gosh. We have to.
Well, that used to be a blast. New Year's Eve, we liked it before.
Yeah. I'm going to get dressed up. I'm doing full makeup, get dressed, and chat to people online, pretty, and sing. And that's what I'm doing. I'm dancing in my living room. Everything is my living room this year.
Wow, that's nice. I'll be playing music all Christmas Day on my channel there on the Mixcloud. So you can check it in, and you can call in and say hi to have a lot of listeners. Anyways, Pat, are you ready for some sounds?
Yeah, give us some music. Hey, did you change the color? Why is the green all of a sudden?
That's my green screen, so when I'm projecting image behind, so I just shift it. So I can put an image of Montreal behind here, an image of Storm or Pat dancing or singing or whatever. We write it into the program, and we use OBS Studio for that. So
Just like
you see how the people do the weather, it's a projection, and they're looking the other way and pointing is the same technology. So we use a green screen this way.
Tiger bomb, because you're giving me a headache. I'm going for the tiger bomb. Or H.M. Dawes' healing oil. That is a Christmas treat. The healing oil from H.M. Dawes on Victoria and Mackenzie. Yes. Rub up me everything with that. Goodbye. Play some music there, Ronnie G.
All right, Sister P. Here we go. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and a blessed New Year. Peace.